Restoring My Soul, Friday the 13th of June, A Great Sign in Heaven. The Apostle John described the Bride of Christ in the time of the end, manifest in a first fruit expression as the 144,000, as a great sign in heaven. She is clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. The wife of Christ, the Lamb of God, travails to bring forth a great multitude, making her the mother of nations and kings. This is her seed. Her travail is the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. We note, for example, her connection to the intercession and travailing prayer of Christ in Gethsemane. The 24 elders lead this prayer meeting, having golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. It is following the expression of this travail in prayer that Christ opens the first seal and the white horse and rider proceed forth into the world. Concerning this event, initiated after the Father takes his seat, Jesus said, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." The gospel of the kingdom is the gospel that is applicable to the whole world. This message details what is required of the nations as families who are to become obedient to the Father and to his administration by choosing his offer of sonship. The ministry of this gospel will be initiated by Christ and his church through the opening of the first seal. The manifestation of the sons of God who are coming forth from the bride is the sign of the Son of Man. These are sons of God in mortality who have been born of immortal seed, which is the divine nature, and who live by resurrection life. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 12 verse 1, Revelation chapter 5 verse 8, and Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. For further study, Revelation chapter 12.